Okay, today we have the schus of doing mitzvah Reish Yud Zayin 217 as we continue in the mitzvahs of Kedoshim, and this is the second of eight mitzvahs in a row that have to do with mitzvos hateluyos ba'aretz, specifically matnas aniyim, matnas that we give to the poor. We know there are matnas kahuna and matnas aniyim. What we give to the Kohen, we'll give to the Levi, and then what we give to the poor, we'll talk more about the differences, Bezrat Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But this mitzvah is the second mitzvah about peya of the field, sholachalos hapeya basada, and it's based on the pasuk, in the phrase, in the pasuk that we're discussing, uvakutzuchem es kitzir atzachem, lo sechale pa'asat chalikzar, don't cut off the corner of your field. So even before we get into this isser, a couple of other general points about peya, which applies to yesterday and today. If you look back in the Minchas Chinuch from yesterday, in Os Vav, he brings up the halacha of a goy doing the kitzira. On the top right of the page, lachar v'goy shekatzar sadehu v'yachach nesgayer. What happens if a non-Jew harvests his field and then he converts? So the halacha is pater milechet shechopeya. He's pater from all these matnas aniyim because the chiyuv kicks in at the moment of harvesting. So if a person is not Jewish when he is harvesting, so then it is pater. V'im goy katzar sadehu shel Yisrael la'atzmo. What if a goy goes and harvests in a Jew's field for himself? Oh, Shakir, meaning, let's say he's a bandit, and he's stealing my produce, and he cuts the field down. Oh, Kir Samuhu Namalim, or let's say a plague comes, and all of my field is cut down. Oh, Shakatsar Aruach, or the wind, oh, Behema Pater. This is based on Mishnayis and Peah. The Chiv is only when I cut it, but if it gets cut by itself somehow, by an animal, by a non-Jew, Vechulu, that is all going to be Pater. But what happens, now the Menchazada brings up the case, discussing the Achronim, what if a non-Jew is working for me? And he's cutting it for me. That's not discussed in Mishnayos. Mishnayos discusses if a goy is doing it for himself, or if a goy is doing it even in my property, but for himself. So there's no chiyuv. But what if a goy is working for me? So that's the Machane Ephraim. So he quotes on the third, on the fifth wide, what skinny line? Find Machane Ephraim ilcha shluchin shekasav afdein shlichus legoy. Even though goyim, non-Jews, are excluded from the world of shlichus, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, mikam makom im scharo. If I hire a non-Jew, he can be an extension of me. Why? I know, goyim are excluded from shlichus. No, because this is more than a shliach. It's a poel. Tiyad poel kiyad balabayas. That's the chiddush of the Machane Ephraim, that if a non-Jew is working for a Jew, and shlichus is not, it's not in the regular halachic category of a shliach, but it is a poel, it's an extension of my hand, so then it can be chayv, and therefore, if a non-Jew is working for me and he cuts my field, I'm chayv and peya. That's not a p'tur of a kitziras goy. And the Machane Ephraim brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "Mean the machayev papolim goyim shekatzru avde ein shlichus v'levi kekotzer goy el alkachach papol yeshlichus." It must be that by polim there is a shlichus. This Machane Ephraim doesn't quote the whole thing, but if you look at the Machane Ephraim, this Machane Ephraim is quoted, is famous for a different context, and that is this is the Machane Ephraim of building a ma'akeh. If I have a non-Jew. Now, not all Jews are into construction, but there's a mitzvah d'oraisa that we'll learn about Bezrat Hashem and Kiseitse in a couple of years of putting up a fence on my roof. So what happens if I can't do it myself because I'm not into construction, I can't lay the cement, and so I have a non-Jew put on my fence. Fine. So I took care of it. Can I make a bracha on the non-Jews putting up on my fence? Can I make a bracha on that? That's the chiddush of the Machane Ephraim. Yes. A non-Jew could put out my fence and I can make the bracha. That's where he says this chiddush, that Yad Poel is Kiyad Balabayas. That even if it's a non-Jew, he's an extension of me. And therefore he says, he discusses Begemaras Venimsa, Shein Dina Poel Vashliach Shavim, the Shliach Sharotza Lazakos Lachaveiro, gives another nafkamina. A Shliach who wants to pick something up for his friend, Hainu Hecha Dukamachavim Lazakos Lachaveiro. That's only if he focuses and has Kavana for his friend. If he doesn't have Kavana for his friend, then he owns it and not his friend. But by a Poel, if a Poel picks something up, it doesn't matter what his Kavana is, it's mine. Because he is an extension of me. And just like if I pick something up, it's mine. So if my Paul picks something up, it is mine. And therefore he says, I think that you would be able to make a bracha on a non-Jew putting up a makeh for a Jew, because that's an extension of his hand. He even says another point in the second paragraph, Vodha yiniratam acher lomar yachol avarech, another reason why you can make a bracha, even though a guy is doing it and he's out of the world of shlichus, because Ma'ake is not something that requires shlichus. It's a result-oriented mitzvah. Avo b'midi de lo boi shlichus. U b'lavach yachol chaveru lasoso. U masha asa asui. Go nidon di don. Di tikin ma'ake shal chaveru shlomidaito. Let's say I put up a fence on my friend's house. He didn't do the mitzvah yet. He's still ba there? No. It's result-oriented. Just like if somebody takes my kli, he says, and dunks it in the mikvah for me. The kli is tovelt, even though I didn't give him rishus to do that. Because it's a mitzias, it's result-oriented. So therefore, if you got the result done, so you can make a bracha on that. That is the chiddush of the Machane Efrayim. Many achronim argue on this. Still, a guy can't do it. Even if you say it's result-oriented, you wouldn't make a bracha on that. But this is the Machane Efrayim that's being quoted here in the Minchas Chinuch, related to a guy cutting down my field for me, says the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Machane Efrayim says it, there would be a chiyuv of peah in that case. A guy does it for itself, it would not be a mitzvah, but a guy does it for a Jew, there would be a mitzvah. The Nesivis is not so happy with that raya. The Minchas Chinuch then quotes the Nesivis, Rabbi Akiva Melissa, who is docha the raya of the Machane Efrayim, and says, Nehi dein shlichus l'goy, mikom akom ein peturim mipeah, rakim katzul l'zorach atzman, avalol l'zorach Yisrael. No, even though there's different reasons, and he goes through the rayas back and forth, okay, feel free to research that more, the Nesivis, the Minchas Chinuch back on the Nesivis, but that is number one point I wanted to mention from the Minchas Chinuch yesterday. Point number two to mention is one of the details that the Chinuch mentioned yesterday. We said that Manas Aniyim of Peah is unique in that the Bialim does not choose who to give it to. The Bialim just has to leave it, and the Ani has to choose. The Bialim are not involved at all. The Mishnah is described in Peah. The Chinuch quoted some of it yesterday. What if all the Aniyim in the town get together and say, you know what, cut it for us and give it to us. And one Ani says, no, leave it, and we'll take it. You listen to that one Ani, because you have to leave it. But the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Beis points out that the Mishnahs say that's only if it's not dangerous for the Aniyim to get it. Let's say there are dates. Let's say dates sometimes grow very high up in the palm tree. So how is the Aniyim going to get there? It's going to be dangerous. So if it's in that circumstance, then the Bialim has a responsibility to at least take it down and put it in front of the Aniyim. Zeodavka b'dalos u'b'dekel she'en yuchom lavuz el b'sakana gadola dinkach. When it's a great sakana, that's where the Chinuch says that the Bialim could get involved. Avol peyah shel tfuah pasakarim v'shari lanos aduna lehefach. That they're not allowed to get involved. So that's just an important halacha to know. There is some peah that the Bialim should be involved, and that is where it is dangerous for the Aniyim to get to it. One final point related to the Minchas Chinuch from yesterday. In Os Tezayin, the Minchas Chinuch says, Vida, de'ein mafrishin peah misada al chaverta. Peah is only one per field. The Mishnayos in Peah discuss what breaks up a field and makes it call two fields. What if there's a river going in the middle of my field? What if there's a big fence? What if I'm growing a different, I have corn and tomatoes in the middle. So does that make the corn fields two fields or one field? How do you view one field or two fields? What if there's a bridge? All the different nafkaminas that are discussed in the Mishnayos. So obviously the assumption of that whole, all those Mishnayos are, and the Minchas Chinuch says it, is that one Peah per field. Right, you can't give one payoff for two fields. V'im hifrish ain't a payoff b'di eved. Right, if I try to be mafrish a payoff from this field over here to be poter the field over there, it doesn't work. Af b'di eved, even b'di eved, it doesn't work, and I'm going to have to take off payoff from the appropriate field. Right, so payoff is something that needs to be connected to the to each of my fields. Okay, that was connected to yesterday, but now we have the Isser, getting back to today's specific mitzvah, not just the mitzvah of peah of a field as we had yesterday, but today is the Isser. Shalolachalos ha-peah basadeh. First, the Arachayim HaKadosh on our pasuk discusses what's the connection, dafka of peah, the mitzvah, the los haseh, to the previous mitzvah. Question one. What's the connection? Right, just before, and we had the Isser of eating nosar. Right before peah, eating nosar. If I eat nosar, I get karis. Question one. Question two asks the Arachayim, why does our pasuk start off with a lashon rabim? Uvekutz rachem es ketzir artzachem, when you cut your field, lashon rabim, and then it switches to yachid. Lo sechale pa'asa d'chalaksar. Don't cut off the field. Don't cut off the edge of the field. Why does it switch from rabim to yachid? Says the Arachayim. Niskaven l'shlol das hatoim. Right, it's to 2 points. First, I'll answer the second question, then the first question. Those who are mistaken, Asher Omrim, there are some people out there that say, Ki kishein davar maspik la'aniyim ein lo litein. There are 400 aniyim in the city. I have one little field. What's my little peah going to help them? I don't have to leave this peah. What's it going to help? It's going to help a half an ani. I have to leave peah. It's not going to make a dent. al derech amro ma'etein ze lefnei meya. That's why the Torah emphasizes tziva Hashem b'lashin yachid lomar shafilu echad levad alav chovas peya hagam ki peya shol adam echad mu'etes hi l'chol ani Yisrael uvekuzrechem, when you all cut. But each person has to do it. Don't think that I'm a nothing. My little field is not going to accomplish anything. Even if it's only a little bit, still you have to give it. That's why all of these mitzvahs are stated in Lashon Yachid, says the Arachai, v'karmacholo se'olel, v'karmacholo se'lakeit. They're all in Lashon Yachid to teach each person that even though by themselves each field is not accomplishing so much, the mitzvah is still in each person. Number one. Number two, he says, so why is this next to the previous mitzvah? What does Peah have to do with eating Noso? Or specifically, what's the pasuk right before Peah? There's an Isser Kares. What does it have to do with Kares? Says the Arachayim, one might think that after they're Chayav Kares, then forget it. What's the purpose of doing any more mitzvahs? Should just give it all up, throw it all away. Ulaisha Ramaz, Shalo Yomar Adam. A person should not say, Im Hizid Vizchayev Kares, Me'ata, Ein Lo Lishmar Atzmo, because she is Damein Lefana B'may Sarah. I'll do whatever I want. I'm ready, Chayev Kares. No. Uvekutzrechem. If you're cut off, if you feel yourself cut off, Al Derech Drush, not just harvesting the field, when you're Niksar, because you've been Chayev Kares, Kitzir Artzechem, your land, your Olam Haba, Kishagaram Acha Niksar Katsir Artsoshu Kari Samur Basamuch Lo Sechale Pa'as Sad Chalitzar. Don't cut off your field, meaning keep doing mitzvos. Vodiya Bazesh Lo Tichres Kol Nefesh Ela Ha'anaf Shabo Ramas Mitzvazu Vadayin Yishana Liros Achim Devukim B'Sharsham Kol Nefesh Miyisrael Yishla Sharsham Lamala. Says the Archaim HaKadosh, that's the deeper meaning behind. You have the Isser of Kares right after that. If you're Chayav Kares, uvekutzrechem, it's Kitzir Atzachem, lo sechale, don't be mechale, and cut it off. That's the Arachayim HaKadosh on our pasuk. Good. Okay, let's get reading the chinuch right now. So says the chinuch, shol achalos hapeya basadeh. Person should not literally decimate and cut off the corner of their fields. Shol lixer kol azarua, a person should not cut off everything. Yesterday was the mitzvah saseh, to leave it. So you should have cut it off. Aval ya'azov mimenu she'eris wa'aniyim b'ksei asada. To leave over the edge at the corner of the field. She'ne'amar lo sechala pa'asodcha lixer. Right, to leave over the corner, as we spoke about all the reasons yesterday from the Rambam. The Ksava Kabbalah is bothered by the language of the pasuk. It says lo sachale pa'asad chalitzar. Why doesn't it just say lo titzar pa'asadcha? Isn't that more straightforward? Don't cut off the corner of your field. Instead, it says lo sachale pa'asad chalitzar. It's very, very, very not straightforward. Just say don't cut off. D'im Cain says the Ksava Kabbalah. No, if it would have just said don't cut off the corner of your field, you might have thought you have to leave all four corners. Don't cut off the corner. Just like when it says, don't cut off your payas, you're not allowed to cut off either paya. Right? So you might have thought of it, just said, lo sixer, pa'asadcha, ha'yisi omer, chesorach laniach la'arba rucho saviv, hasadekula, kemo lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. That's why it says, lo sechale. Sechale means don't finish off and cut it, which means you're by the last one. You've cut off the first three. Now you're by the last one, don't complete that. Lamanu shakotzer, akol levad ha'ma'at, sheminiach ba'peya achas. That is number one. Number two, why does he use the Lashon of Peah and not Kitsei? Kitsei is the edge that's used in other places as well. Kitsei always means border. So why did he say Pa'asadcha? Why not Kitsei Sadcha? So again, he says, V'nira, Mishun Demilas Kitsei Yomar Gamal Sofatchub. Kitsei always means the border of the edge of the boundary. V'agvo Ben Adam L'chaveir Kamo Asher B'Ktsei Sadehu. Right? Avram Avinu. By in Chayasara, Miksei Gvul Mitzrayim. Kitsei always means the edge border. So you might have thought, says the Ksava Kabbalah, that you don't have to leave Peah for every one of your fields, only your fields that border somebody else's property. That's where you have to leave Peah from. If it would have said Kitsei. So that's why, no, it says Peah, because Peah is personal. Peah is each and every Peah that you have, every side of your fields, no matter where they are, even if they're surrounded by your other fields, you still have to leave Peah. That's the diukim of the Ksava Kabbalah, why it says lo sechaleh, not lo sikzor, so you don't think you have to leave all your corners. And then, number two, it doesn't say kitzei, it says pa'as, to teach me that it's even in the fields that are surrounded by your own fields. Okay, that's diukim in the pasuk. So we're not allowed to cut off everything, but you have to leave it. Vizeh halav nitak la'aseh. This lav is nitak la'aseh, meaning you don't get malchus. It's a lav that could be fixed by an aseh, something we've spoken about a lot. Shne'emar la'aniva la'ger ta'azovo sam v'chulu. Leave it for the ani and the ger. Klomar, shem avar v'katzar kol asadeh. If somebody violated and cut down their whole field, she'itin la'aniyem min ha'katzur shir peya. You could still give. You can still give to the aniyem, even after you cut it, as we mentioned yesterday. Right? Many times, up until something's finished, is finished. We're going to talk about the mitzvah of challah, better in the future. Right? I got a call last week. A woman made challahs, and she forgot to take off challah. So what do you do then? So you can take it off after. We pass can be the evid, l'achar shenefeh. It could even be taken. So to hear, even after it's cut, one could give the shear to the aniyim. Behu chelak echad mishisha midrabanan shechivu nukein. Exactly 1/60th. That is what one has to give to the eved. As we said yesterday, that's the shear drabanan. Avol min haTorah ein lashir. But keep in mind, midaraisa, there is no shear of peah. Just like for truma, there is no shear kiditzan, like the first mishnah in peah, which we say every morning. Elu dvarim she'ein lahem shear hapeah v'chulu. That's the first one on the list. Couple of points before we do one note in the minchas chinuch. There's a very important ksos. Right, this ksos has to be mentioned whenever we do matnas kahuna, matnas aniyim. The ksos discusses, is one allowed to give the sla'im of pidyon haben to a kohen katan? Could I do pidyon haben with a 10-year-old kohen? Let's say I don't have any other kahanim. Could I do it with a 10-year-old kohen? This is the ksos in Reish Mem Gimel. Reish Mem Gimel Oz Dalet. Almost every ksos in this simon is significant. So says the ksos. He quotes the Prichadash who says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the Prichadash quotes the shita of Bali Tosas all over Shas, where Bali Tosas say, even though a katan generally cannot be kona anything, can't buy anything, and can't accept anything, but there's an exception to the rule called da'as acheres makne. If somebody is willing it, is pushing it into the katan's rishus, for example, you have a seller that's selling it to the katan, somebody who's giving it to the katan, that could work. Das acheres makne. If a katan wants to pick up something from Hefker, he's not going to be chayev. He's not going to own it on a daraisa level. But if it's das acheres makne, if somebody's giving it to him, so that even a katan can own it. That is the sheet of Ali Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin and elsewhere as well, beginning of Perek Betzor Remora. But says the Prichadash, because that's the case, if somebody wants to do pidyon haben with a kohen katan, no problem. Because the Yisrael is giving the 5 slaim to the kohen katan, so that works. Das acheres makne. The Ksos is very not happy about this. Right? Das acheres makne? This isn't a kinyan. The money really belongs to Hashem, and you're just giving it to the kohen. It's tovas hanad. If you have a choice to which kohen to do it, but are you really giving him anything? So the Ksos agrees with the Prichadash, but for a very different reason. He doesn't like the Prichadash's reason. He says as follows. The reason why it can work by a kohen katan is because there's a big difference between matanos of aniyim, matanos that we have to give to aniyim, like leket, shichra, peya, like all these mitzvahs, versus matanos kahuna, that we give to the kohen, truma and challah and the like. What's the difference? Lachei nir lanias daiti, says the ksos, betayim edach milsa, decherashot of a katan yishlam schiyah b'matanos kahuna. A cherashot of a katan could get manas kahuna. I could give a shota, I could give a cheresh, truma. Well, truma, but maybe not, because we're chashash that he's going to be betamiyat. But meikar did he give manas kahuna? Why? Mishum demamon kohanim, v'kfar zachsa b'matar lakohanim. Because it already belongs to the shevet. You only get to choose which one of the shevet you're going to give it to. So he doesn't really have to do so much by himself to acquire it. It already belongs to him partially. He as part of the shevet. It's like Yerusha. And when a kohen katan gets it, he's like getting his own thing. Says the ksos, when it comes to matanos kahuna, truma, and these 5 slum and all the other ones on the list, even a katan could get it. Because they're not really acquiring anything. It's kind of theirs already. Hashem gave it to them. When it comes to matnas aniyim like peah, says the ksos, that is a real kinyan. that it doesn't belong to the aniyim yet until I give it. That's an important, very yesodis tiksos difference between manas kahuna and manas aniyim in terms of, am I really giving them anything, or do they have it automatically by themselves? So that is what the kso says, explaining this mitzvah. Peya is, of course, in the world of matnos aniyim. There is an important Torah Zroim. The Torah Zroim is a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, who has a sefer on Zroim, on Seder Zroim, all the Mishnayos of Zroim. And we're going to do, hopefully, some of these pieces over the next couple of days. So in the first piece there, to answer a question, he explains, Rav Parmanchik, he has two Svarim out that I know of, Torah Zroim, and he has the Emek Bracha on Orachayim topics. So says the Torah Zroim, Bozeh haya efshel omar, let me explain. Tahari b'torahs peya ikatrei dini. There's really two elements of the mitzvah of peya that we're talking about. Number one, din iser. Number two, din mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, obviously there's an asay and a los asay. But even in the asay, he's saying, there's an iser element and a mitzvah element. Din iser lo sachala pasatcha. Din mitzvah lo nivlagat tazavosam. He says it's based on the two psukim, but it's two very different ideas. The dina de mitzvahs peya talui bekriya shem peya. The mitzvah is where I set it aside, I designate it, I call it peya. Avaladin iser shalosachala eno tali klaba kriya shem peya. The avalachar shakar shem peya. The hifr shosalaniim. Even if I designate it, once I designate it as peya, I fulfill the mitzvahs I say. But until the ani takes it, gamkein over belav de losachala imachala as a peya. If I destroy it after I designated it as peya, I did the mitzvah, but I didn't do, I violated the Avera, because I was mechale my field. Sometimes you find the mitzvah, even when there's no iser, like the example that we gave before, that it's very high up, and you have to take it down for the aniyim. So anyway, so he says, it could possibly be that the mitzvah, haya efshel omar, delamanda amar shir, he goes through the, could you be mechalik between the shir of shishim and the shir of a kol shehu, between the mitzvah and the aveira? This is the piece in the Torah Zroim, where he lets us into the world of peya, the mitzvah element and the iser element. And he has a lot of rayas to this, which we're not going to go into right now. Just finishing up, I wanted to do one more piece in the Minchas Chinuch. Let's just mention it, and then hopefully at a later date we'll be able to go into it fully again. In Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch says, what the Chinuch say? The Chinuch said, if I cut it by mistake already, or even on purpose, I could fix my problem by now giving the aniyim the proper amount. What's the proper amount? We know that the Rabbanan told me to give 1/60. So this is the Minchas Chinuch, one of his pet topics, and that is, once the Rabbanan told me how to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, the Rabbanan told me how to do it though, what if I now do it on the d'oraisa level only? And I don't do it how the Rabbanan told me to do it. Am I not even yotzei on the d'oraisa level? Meaning, if I give less than 1/60, do I get malchus? Because I haven't fulfilled the asay, that's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. In Os Aleph, he quotes the Tosas in Sukkah, who discusses this, who says, if you sit in the Sukkah, that's Pasul Drabanan, you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah of Sukkah, period. And then he says, Imkain, Im Avar V'Katzar V'Yachare Zehichzir B'Mezit Pachos Mi'achad Mishishim. It could be if you gave back less than 1/60, Kivan Tegamena Torah Lo Yatzah, Kivan Tolo Asaka Tavkanes Chazal, because you didn't do what Chazal told you to do. Maybe you'll even get Malchus because you didn't do the mitzvah. And then he says, I don't think so, because I don't think you would get Malchus. You go that far to say that you weren't Mekayim the Din Torah. But this is one of his topics that he talks about all over the place. We spoke about it by Kiddush. We spoke about it by other mitzvahs. Whether Durabanans affect our rices. There's a whole shir, if anyone wants to listen. The first Daf B'Ian shir here on the OU website was about this topic of Durabanans affecting our rices. Maybe in the coming days, if we have some extra time, we could review some of those elements of that shir. Okay, well, we'll stop here with mitzvah number 217.